The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, discusses a situation where Reuven sent Shimon money through a shliach. And by the time the shliach arrived to deliver the money to Shimon, Shimon passed away. And the Gemara quotes Brises, a machlokes in Brises, what should be done with that money. One Brises says it should be go back to Reuven. Another Brises says it should be given to the Yorshim of Shimon. The Gemara also discusses a situation where not only did Shimon, the intended recipient of this money, passed away, but the Gemara also discusses a situation where Reuven, the sender, passed away, and discusses who should get this money. The Gemara goes back and forth with these questions. And one of the ways that the Gemara attempts to reconcile these two brises is by saying that the question here is a question regarding the issue, is there a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? If there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, then the halacha is that we should give it to Shimon or to his yorshim. If there is no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames when Reuven had passed away, then we don't have to give it to Shimon's yorshim. And as becomes clear in the Gemara, it turns out to be a very interesting situation. If Reuven was still alive, then there would be no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, and then the money should be returned to Reuven. If Reuven had passed away, even though Shimon had also passed away, the halacha is that the money should go to Shimon's yarshim to fulfill Reuven's yarshim's obligation of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Furthermore, as we finish learning the perek, we learn at the end of the perek that the Gemara clearly paskins the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The Gemara says, "Kayim alon." The halacha clearly is mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So now that we've established that there is indeed a halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, we need to understand this halacha a little better. The Marv Shemesh, in explaining why indeed is there a halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, he says that a person, before he passes away, whatever he says, he certainly is sincere in what he's saying, and therefore there's an obligation to fulfill what he says. It's a very bechidish, because according to the way the Marv Shemesh is explaining, the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames would only seemingly apply when a person said what he said close to his passing away. But if he said what he said earlier in his life, then there would be no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, which it's hard to know at what point does the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames apply. It's interesting that the Rishonim, as they discuss this issue of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, actually mention it already in a Gemara that we learned earlier. It's a Gemara that we learned earlier in our Perek on Daf Yud Gimel Amun Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amun Aleph said, Hoy matnu get zel ishti. If somebody says, give this get to my wife, or shtar shichur zel avdi, he says, give this shtar shichur to my eved, or meis, and then he passes away, the loch is lo yitnu lacha misa. The get shichur, the shtar shichur, the get should not be given after his death, because ein get lacha misa, ein shtar shichur lacha misa. However, had he said, tnu mono lish ploni v'meis, we should give the money to Numana Lish Pliny Vemes. He gave a direction, give this money to this person, and then before the money actually could have been given, Daloch and the money, and then he passed away. Daloch is Yitnu Lachamisa. He should be given. So the Gemara says immediately, Omar of Yitzchok Bar Shmur Bar Mas Meshmei the Rav, for who should Tzmur Ubim Nochem Bar Karen Zavis. That this last thing that we just learned in the Mishnah, that you follow the instructions, is only if the money is already designated and specific in a place. But if it's not specific in a specific place, then we wouldn't follow his direction. And then the Gemara begins a very long discussion, exactly who is the person in our Mishnah that made this declaration. If he was a Shchimera, the Gemara asks, and why would the money need to be designated? And if he's a Bari, why does it work? Where is the Kenyan? So Rashi, in Divrei HaMaskel B'Bari, Rashi in Divrei HaMaskel B'Bari explains, why is there a discussion here? Why is there a discussion here? Why don't we say that, of course, whatever he said has to be fulfilled, because there's a din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. So Rashi explains that since we find in our Gemara here on Daf Yudalad a machloikis chachamim and rameir, if we do or don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, our Gemara doesn't want to get involved with that issue. Is there a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes? Is there not a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes? And that's why the Gemara avoids that shaila. So ask Tosfos that our Gemara, as well as we said at the beginning of our shir on that Tez Vav Amar Aleph, paskins like the man d'Amar, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. So Rashi, who's saying that we're trying to avoid the Gemara, we're trying to avoid the subject in our in the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel of mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Why is Rashi saying that? The halacha is mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, and that should be the reason why in our Mishnah, the halacha is that if somebody said, give the money to this person, under all circumstances, the halacha is you should follow his instructions, because the mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. So the Tosfos of Rashi answers that even though our Gemara, as we said, is quite clear, the Gemara Daf Tezvav is quite clear that the halacha is the mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. It's clear, says the Tosfos Rosh, that this Mishnah does not hold a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, because the Mishnah regarding the get shichur says, don't give it after the if the shtar shichur was not received before the owner died, you can't give it after he died. If, says the Tosfos HaRosh, there's halacha, a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, so it's quite clear that that was the intention of their father, that that this eved should be freed. Yet the Mishnah says that we don't follow that clear instruction. It must be that our Mishnah doesn't hold a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Tosfos says that even though the halacha is mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, the opinion of Rameya versus the opinion of Chachamim, but it's still the Chachamim who are of the opinion that we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, and therefore, says Tosfos, our Gemara here in Daf Yud Gimel did not want to explain the Mishnah that it shouldn't follow the opinion of the Chachamim, even though the halacha we don't follow the opinion of the Chachamim, even though halacha we paskin mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. That's Tosfos Teretz. But Rabbeinu Tam says a very important word, and the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that he says we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes only when the item the object that the mace wants to be transferred to somebody else is already in a third party's hands. But if it's still in his control, it's in his control, we don't say a mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. So that's why, says Rabbeinu Tam, in the case of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, where the money is still in the control of the person who made this declaration, so to the Eved, we can't apply the concept of mitzvah kayim divrei hamace, because we don't say mitzvah kayim divrei hamace if the item is not in his hand. It's still in his hands. It's not in the hands of a shalosh. The Ramban disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he says there's no nafkamin in this halacha, whether it's in his hands or in somebody else's hands. He says the nafkamina is, how was this obligation stated? Was it stated beloshin savor or beloshin matona? He says that the din of mitzvah l'kayin divrei hamace is only when he appointed a shliach and it was clear that this is what he wants should be fulfilled. But if somebody says, this is what I would like, somebody says, this is what I would like, but he didn't appoint specifically someone to fulfill his directive, then the halacha is that it's a matana. And the matana is only valid if he's still alive. But if he's not alive, there is no concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh. And therefore, says the Ramban, if we look in the words of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, what is the wording of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel? The wording of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel is tenu. The halach, he didn't appoint a shliach with a tzavah. And therefore, we don't apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh. And the Ran points out that the word tenu only represents a matana. It doesn't represent a tzavah. The Rashbam says a very bechidish. The Rashbam says that even though this person is not a shchimera, this is very much in line with the Ma'or v'shemesh that we quoted at the beginning of our shir, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh is only by a person who's not well, who's starting to say, this is how I want my assets to be dealt with. But if the person is healthy, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh. The Ran has a whole new approach. He says that, as the words imply, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh means that it's a mitzvah. And even though the halacha is that it's a mitzvah, that the Shulchan Aruch says that we're koifin, that we force the Yarshim to fulfill the mitzvah, but let's say the Yarshim were ketanim. Ketanim are not mechuyiv b'mitzvahs. And therefore, if the Yarshim, he says that the Mishnah is referring to ketanim who are Yarshim, and by ketanim, we don't apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh. The Hagos Mordechai says that even if the Yarshim are gedolim, and even if we say that by gedolim, the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh is so serious that we force them to fulfill it, the halacha still is that, let's say, before we could have forced the Yarshim to fulfill the divrei hamesh, the Yarshim went and sold off these assets. The halacha is what they sold is sold, and we won't apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh. The Tosfos in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Dekar, says that the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamesh only applies where the person gave the instructions that it should happen only after he died. But in a situation where the person wanted what he said should be fulfilled while he was still alive, which is clearly the case of the Mishnah, we don't apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The Ritva says that in order to have the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, number one, it has to be that he didn't say it, that he doesn't want to do it himself. Rather, he's asking others to do it. Number two, as we said earlier, it has to be b'loshin tzavo, not b'loshin matana. Furthermore, it has to be that the other people that he asks should do it should be people who have the ability to fulfill what he asked. And thirdly, he says that they have to have agreed to fulfill the request. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim that says mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is only applicable where a kinyan cannot have been done. So since a kinyan couldn't have been done, and the person is not a shchimira, that we don't say divrei shchimira k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami, that a kinyan is not required, there the halach is there's a concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. But in any situation where a kinyan could be done, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So in our Mishnah, he says, where a kinyan could have been fulfilled, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So now, the question that we asked, both questions that we asked, are very much answered. We asked the question that why, in this case, Rashi's question, why in the case of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, don't we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? So we've given many different opinions of Rishonim, why in the case described in the Mishnah, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. By extension, we've also explained the difference between mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames and divrei shchimer k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami. Because divrei shchimer k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami, all of these restrictions that we've mentioned won't apply. Because when we speak about divrei shchimer k'ksuvim, it means as soon as the shchimer says whatever he says, it is automatically chal. Although, I do have to point out that there's an interesting Machna Ephraim. The Machna Ephraim, in learning Pshat in a Rashi here on Daf Yudal Amud Beis, Rashi Divrei Maskil the Mis Noisen, says the following: La'acha Shemosron L'Shliach, after the sender gave over whatever he was going to send to the Shliach, he passed away. Lachron Shemosron L'Shliach, he passed away. Says Rashi, V'adayim Mekabel Chai, and the receiver still alive. Hilk Mishas Mises HaNoisen, from when, at the moment the Noisen dies, Zoch Ben Mekabel, it becomes the Mekabel, it becomes the person who is supposed to receive it. Mishum Mitzel Kaim Divrei Hames, even if at the time when he made his declaration he was healthy, as we've been saying, because if he was sick, then we have the concept of divrei shchimer k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami. So the Machna Ephraim says from Rashi, it seems that we apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, it seems that it automatically becomes his, with no kinyan. Not like we're saying that one of the fundamental differences between mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames and divrei shchimer k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami is that by mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames a kinyan is required, and by divrei shchimer a kinyan is not required. These terutzim that we've given in our shir is also usable for another question. The Gemara here on Daf Tez Vav Amun Aleph, on the top of the Amid, says the story of the Iman Shabnei Rachel who was sick, and she said that her expensive piece of jewelry should be given to her daughter, and the Chachamim said what she said should be fulfilled. And that was a raya, the Gemara wants to say, the Divrei Shchimarak Iksuvim Kamsurim Dami. So ask the Rishonim, who says that the reason the Chacham said that what she said should be fulfilled is because of the concept of Divrei Shchimarak Iksuvim Kamsurim Dami? Maybe this is a raya, the Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames, says Taisus. Taisus L'shitasoi, that we don't say Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames unless the item that we're giving is already in somebody else's hands. Here was still in her hands, and we can't apply the concept of the mitzvah kaim divrei ames. The Ritva, again, using his teretz, says that the only time we say mitzvah kaim divrei ames is when it was said beloshin savah. Here it wasn't said beloshin savah, so we don't say mitzvah kaim divrei ames. A third pshat, again, is that you only say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is when you ask a third party to be involved to fulfill the wishes. Here, the mother was giving it directly to the daughter. And since the mother was giving it directly to the daughter, we cannot apply the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames.